this tie.
Huh?
I tell you, the thing I hate is getting clogged up in a dinner jacket. I've been tied this tie 50 times.
Well, here, let me know. I think my nail polish is dry by now.
I'm silly, anyhow. Yeah, try getting all dressed up, driving way out to this fancy French restaurant.
Mm. Keep it, chin up. We're doing it for Aunt Effie now. She's treating us, and she wants us to do it in style.
Yeah, well, she doesn't have to treat us at all.
No, she wants to.
Get up, but you know, she shouldn't spend her money like this. She doesn't have much anyhow. For her to insist that we go to this fancy new place.
Now, look, when people want to do something for you, whether they can afford it or not, just accept it graciously. Yeah. Aunt Effie is so thrilled to think she's treating us. And it's fine. Here she comes in. Is your tie all right?
Yeah.
It's fine to me.
Oh, my goodness. You both are just wonderful. Now, I want to give you the money. And don't think of how much things cost tonight. You just spend the whole thing and enjoy yourself. I told your folks when you came to visit you, I said, I'm putting this $10 bill in the back of my purse just to give those two wonderful people a special treat.
$10?
Yeah, no. It's a lot of money. But don't you think about that. You're two guys. And 50 cents for the trip. And you have a wonderful time.
I want to hear all about it when you get home.
With my feet and you just stirred.
Well, I don't understand this standing in line like that all that time. Are you sure you made reservations?
Yes.
Well, then why couldn't he find our name on the list?
Well, he did. After I tipped him.
Well, he tipped me. Didn't have to give him $5, honestly.
Well, when I reached in my pocket, I pulled out one of the fives that Aunt Ethel gave me. Of course, he saw it. Well, I couldn't go fumbling around him for a $1 bill. I had to hand it over to him.
Then they get put right by the kitchen door.
Yeah. Well, we're here anyhow. Another tip for half an hour waiting for a menu.
No. Oh, no. No, there comes a waiter with him.
Bonsoir, madame. Monsieur.
No.
Oh. Bonsoir.
Bonsoir. Well, what are you going to have, dear?
Oh, all in French. Well, I just can't decide.
Yes, it's a little confusing with all this parley-booing. What's the matter?
Nothing.
Now, we'll suggest to madame that she begin with a consommé jardinier.
Oh, yes. Well, that sounds delicious. What do you think, dear?
Well, yeah, I guess. Guess you better make that two.
Unless madame prefers the saumon du Loiret, or guess, for the potage jardinier.
The consommé judge is fine.
Mm-hmm. Very good, madame. And for the entree, I'll...
Oh,
monsieur. Le bel fleur for madame.
Huh? Where is that on the menu? I don't
know. No. The girl standing here with the corsage.
No, thanks. No, we don't want a corsage.
All right.
Then give the lady a corsage. How much are they?
They're kind of wild. Delicious. If you prefer the show. Perhaps you cannot turn through d'argent served with the petit pois on the chou.
Mm-hmm.
Or may I suggest the running flan?
Yes, well, it all sounds so good, I just can't make up my mind.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, dear. Oh, the corsage is lovely.
It ought to be.
And now, of course, to be on the secteur de chou de la maison.
Oh,
a photograph?
What?
No, the girl photographer, honey.
Oh, no, we don't need our picture taken.
No, maybe my wife one day will kind of show where we were, and you know.
That will cost more than the Mona Lisa.
Well, smile, dear, smile.
Shamu. We are having the time ordering, are we not? Now, the specialité de la maison, Pauline, it's easy to prepare the Balachine du Golan, the Bichard.
Oh, that sounds nice. And dear, the specialty of the house, you know, is always good, darling.
I'll have a steak with French fried potatoes.
Monsieur, we should be settled down.
If it's a steak, I'll have it.
No, monsieur, très bien, merci. Jacques, the chef told me don't
you act like that.
Because all this phoniness gives me a pain in the neck, if you want to know. $5 even gets seated. Another five.
Well, look, Aunt Effie wanted us to come to a fancy place and have a wonderful time.
Yeah, well, Aunt Effie just got us in the door and brought you a corsage. From now on, we're on our own. Exactly 45 minutes since we ordered.
I'm dying for a drink of water.
No water, no napkin.
No, we don't need napkins yet. We haven't any food.
Basket of rolls, no butter. Waiter. Did you see that? He just sails past, ignores us. See what burns me up, these fancy restaurants with that fancy price.
Well, let's try and enjoy ourselves. It's Aunt Effie's treat. She wants to be romantic. Remember the first French dress that you took me to before we were married?
No. Look at that guy. We didn't know we were going over to another table.
That was where you first told me that you loved me, darling.
Huh? Wait a
minute. You just had the psychology exam and you took me out to dinner and you didn't say I love you in so many words, but remember what you said?
I got waiting on a roll of dates. Look at him, will you?
I remember it was between the shrimp cocktail and the main course. Remember what you said? Dear?
Wait a minute.
Do you remember what you said when you first told me, dear?
Huh? First told you what?
That you loved me.
No. When was that?
Oh, you don't remember. It was so sweet. I always remember it as one of our most precious moments.
There it comes. Wait. Dear. You know what we ought to do is just get up and walk out.
Well, yes, darling. You said there's only one person I'd like to eat dinner with the rest of my life. Remember after you said it, we looked into each other's eyes for the longest time, and I guess that was when we both knew, you know, that we were meant for each other.
What?
That was when we both knew.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. You should have known better than to come to this place. What's the matter?
You don't remember saying there's only one person I'd like to eat dinner with the rest of my life?
Yeah, and be nice if we could get some dinner to eat. It is now exactly. Oh, here he comes.
Oh, my God. Oh, it's you. Voila. It's Robert. It's something
wrong. You might have stayed long enough to ask us how we've been since you last saw us.
Goodness, what is... It's this that I ordered. What do you suppose it is?
We didn't even get the first course, you know. And I presume this is my steak, this plate of watercress with a bite of meat in the middle.
Oh, come on, dear. Let's enjoy ourselves.
Well, I mean, we got a nice waiter.
Oh,
waiter!
What's the coffee when we get home, or else drink it black. It must be cold by now.
I don't want it black. I want some cream, and I'm going to get some cream if I have to trip that waiter up when he goes past.
Oh, let's let it go. We didn't even bring our dessert. Now the coffee is cold.
Oh, yes, I suppose. Well, now watch how quick the service is now.
Mm-hmm.
Check. May I have the check, please?
Oh, yes, monsieur. And should we then enjoy our dinner?
Well,
$26.
$26? So close.
I don't know. I didn't even read it. Waiter. Now where is it?
I don't know. Well, look at that. B&B. Well, that's bread and butter, isn't it? B&B.
We didn't get any butter. Now, what did we have that was $8.50?
Must have been your steak.
$8?
Well, you didn't ask. You just said you wanted a steak.
Wait
a minute.
Wait a
minute.
I am going to...
Oh, darling, look out. There's a waiter with a big plate.
I'm so sorry.
Here, take my name. Oh, Father, help wipe him off, will you?
Never mind wiping me off. I want to say...
Darling, at least get the fish off your shoulder. That's in a cream sauce and anything with milk, it's so hard to get out.
I'm so sorry. I do not know what to say.
Well, Monsieur wants to say, and Monsieur wants to say that the service here is the worst he's ever had in his life.
Oh, well, Doctor.
That's the orchestra to play.
No, Monsieur would not dare to step into the office. Monsieur is taking Madame and going home after I pay this outrageous check from which I shall deduct the dry cleaning for this soup.
Yeah,
and we had no service whatsoever. We didn't even get the first course.
No, Monsieur, please. We want other customers.
We didn't get any butter or any cream.
Water.
We didn't get any water.
I don't like being put by the kitchen door. It seems to me that when...
Did you bring any money?
Oh, no, don't you have your wallet?
Now, perhaps, Monsieur and Madame would care to step into the office?
Hurry up, get that suit off before I make you see it. We don't want other things to even be spoiled in any way. Here's your bathrobe. Somehow you could have forgotten to put in your wallet and change the suit. Well, after all the commotion we raised, they were nice enough to accept the check.
Oh, yes. Look, it doesn't take a lot of effort to accept the $30 check.
No, dear.
My goodness, I didn't know you were home.
Oh, you
all need to have a good time.
Oh, wonderful time. Thank you.
Well, and I got this lovely crosscut, and here's a picture they took.
Oh, you look as though you're having a marvelous time.
Well,
I think you ought to get my treat for a long time.
No.
Tell me all about it.
Well, the food was just out of this world, you might say.